Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for connecting with us in this moment. And today is the day of the Giving Tree, an opportunity for us to connect to our heart and think about giving and creating based on maybe some of your inherent gifts that you have within you. So often, especially in our Western developed countries, people become very consumed about making sure they're doing the right thing, meaning that they're doing the work that they love, they're passionate about. And something that's really easy to assist in that process of connecting with what makes your heart sing is to be in service, to do things that can help you grow, expand, and get out of the way of yourself. And oftentimes when we do that, then we can see a little bit clearer and we stay at a higher state of being because we're doing for others. So tonight we're going to look and explore the idea of making change and what that means to actually be a catalyst to change. There have been a lot of quote-unquote change agents on this planet, ones that are historically held as a hero, and we're going to talk a little bit about current Nobel Peace laureates. And there's also the ability to be the catalyst of the change within your microcosm, and that ripple effect is really profound, especially if you take time and effort to look inward and improve the way you show up every day, rather than outwardly blame other people for your state of affairs. If you start taking responsibility for who you are and how you show up, it really does create a shift. So imagine in your mind's eye those people that tend to blame everyone and want to convince or are certain of their importance in the world, and they forget that they're involved in a two-way radio game with one another and themselves. So if you are very interested in being of service and being a catalyst of to making change, the first place to start is inside. So what we'll do right now is we're going to connect to our heart center and just do some breathing. If you listen to these segments, you might know that I encourage people to breathe all the time. The one thing I'd like to point out is that techniques like breathing are pretty simple, but it's how you show up for them. Meditation, pretty simple. Sit, be still, and help them or let the mind empty, the heart, the emotions empty, but it's how you show up for them. If you're rushing to do these things because you feel like you have to, that's how you're going to meet them. If you're rushing to do some breathing or rushing to be with people around you, that's going to be felt. If you show up in a different manner and really hold that frequency that you would like to receive from others, you might be surprised. And that's why giving is such a powerful way to get us outside of ourselves, to stop thinking about all those things that occupy our emotional body, our mental body, our physical body. So let's just take a couple deep breaths into that heart center, opening up those airways, really reconnecting to what's important to you, forgetting all the things that are causing stress or anxiety if you have those present in your current life. If you don't, just really sip up more of what you have. Deep breaths in and out. Another deep breath in. And out. And then what we're going to do here is talk a little bit, after you've just felt that heart center, about individuals that are passionate about making change. So I wanted to start out with a question tonight is, what are simple ways you can make a positive change in your life? And please feel free to go ahead and write something on the chat board or to send it in via email. But think about some simple ways that you yourself can make some positive changes in your life. And this creates that ripple effect. This gives you that opportunity to shift how you want to show up. So if you know in one part of your life that you're negative, where words come out of your mouth that are not serving your highest and best, they might be about someone else or they might be about yourself. Is that an area you'd like to create positive change in your life? And this is just a very simple example of how you can make change in your life, and that change will impact the world around you. So as you think about that, what I would like you to do is think about where you can make positive change in your life. We're going to listen to a little Pancho Sanchez moon pie, being that Monday is typically connected to the moon. Being in Espanol, you have lunes and lunedì in Italiano. So if you want to go outside and look at the moon, if it's that time of day for you, or imagine the moon in your mind's eye and connect to how you can make positive change in your life. And when we come back, we're going to celebrate some change agents and shine a light on a few people. Moon Pie by Pancho Sanchez. If you're inspired to hear more of his groove and his beats, please connect to the link below. Also, would like to give a shout out to our sponsor tonight, audible.com. You can connect with their titles by clicking to the link below, and you can actually try a free one with them, which is pretty exciting. So we're connecting to the Giving Tree, connecting to our heart center. A simple, beautiful act of being in service can help us really move forward, have a greater understanding of what we're passionate about. And tonight, hopefully you were able to get a little groove on and connect to how you could make some change internally in your life, how you can make a positive change in your life. Just pick one thing and just, for the next week, practice it. Just see what happens. And if you're inspired, please feel free to send me some feedback. I'd be really excited to hear how you would like to make some positive changes in your life. So this young lady that we're going to celebrate, but there's actually two, Kailash and Malala, I'm not pronouncing her name properly. They were both jointly awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2014. If you get a chance to read up on her story, and she has spoken out for children. She has basically been an advocate within Pakistan for girls' education. And within that, she was actually a target by the Taliban, issuing death threats against her, and was actually shot in 2012 when she was traveling from school. She survived and last year was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize and was nominated again this year and won. And this is so inspiring. She's the youngest person ever to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. And what's beautiful, if you click the links below, you'll be able to read her story. And if you're inspired, you can learn more about what she's advocating for. And if it's in your region or you're passionate to assist, there are ways for you to get involved. The reason I shine a light on her, and not so much that she got the Nobel Peace Prize, yes, that's exciting for her, but I was really inspired by seeing her interview on the Dave Stewart, The Daily Show, a couple years back, and when her book came out. She's very articulate, very passionate, and fearless, and what a beautiful, I don't know, representation of what's possible when you put fear aside and you stand up for what you believe in. And even if you are potentially going to have your life cycle ended sooner than anticipated, she still persevered and moved forward, and she continues. So this is a very overt way to make change. She stood up, has global recognition for her actions, has a book written about her, and she's just a young girl. However, it also shows us what's possible. And imagine if there were just a dozen of her, how many changes would happen, what conversations would start. Many of us feel sometimes we can't do things around the world to start shifting conversations. But these acts, if you're really passionate, you're willing to stand up, can shift what's happening on the planet, and people will start to realize, wow, maybe people didn't realize that young girls were not being given the right to be educated in Pakistan. And she created that conversation by standing up and standing up to something that most people would fear. So that is just one seed of inspiration. And then another one is to shine a light on the Artists Making Change Foundation, another organization that is started out by young adults. And they went to the Art Institute. This was founded in 2013 by Dominican-Cuban-American artist Athena Castillo in New York. The artists Making Change Foundation was born out of the artist's desire to connect with children of her parents' native land and to empower them and offer them hope through arts. She graduated from the Pratt Institute in 2013 with a bachelor degree of fine arts and associate degree of applied science. Painting, drawing, Athena has continued to create art and has exhibited her work in several New York City venues, such as Painting Center and Gagosian Gallery. So you can check out this nonprofit. They have a simple mission to promote creative and intellectual development of underprivileged groups of children by bringing art workshop programs led by skilled artists and or teachers to their hometown. And so here's another example of a woman that was inspired freshly out of the university and ready to give back to her homeland. And this opportunity is totally doable. She's able to take action, make it happen, follow through. So if you're out there and you're thinking you have an idea or a concept, remember that you can start small. You can start moving forward with it. You can be a catalyst to change, of inspiration. And it doesn't have to be big. You know, some people are put in positions where they get a big assignment, and others can be a catalyst for simple changes. Last week, my daughter had written all over my car with one of those erasable crayons, and it was basically encouraging people to smile, and it had been on for a week, and I forgot it was there, and this weekend, people were looking at me and smiling and waving, and then I realized, oh, they're reading the car, and I smiled and waved back, and it was just a great way to connect with strangers, and really, her drawings prompted them to connect with me. And what a great happy moment for all of us in that Saturday afternoon, unexpected, and I'm still feeling their smile, and hopefully they're still feeling the smile they received from reading her words. So simple ways, they don't have to be big. And what I'd like to do right now is just let us sit with the idea of what is possible. One other thing that's possible when we talk about that positive change, giving something a different perspective, looking at something in our life and say, how can we make this more positive? That is possible by dropping the stories that you've been telling, dropping the stories that keep you stuck in a rut, and start to look at the world a little differently. This is a beautiful technique, not only for making things positive, but it's also a beautiful technique for problem solving, for critical thinking, for looking at all sides, not being rooted in just one belief system. And imagine if this beautiful young woman decided that she wasn't going to stand up for the women in her country, the girls in her country. She could have just gone along with what the culture was dictating at the time, but she chose to stand up. And she looked at all sides. I'm pretty certain from hearing her talk, you can YouTube and listen to some of her conversations she's had and interviews she's had, and decided, hey, this is wrong. I'm not going to tolerate this, and I'm going to do something about it. And each one of us can do that in a moment. And whether it's, like I said, big or small, if you're discerning, you choose to look at all sides and then make a choice how you want to move forward. This is a beautiful, beautiful way of how to move forward in your next. So what we're going to do right now is breathe into that heart, connect back to the beginning of this segment, how you can make positive change in your life. If you're inspired, please feel free to send me an email at suzannetoro@gmail.com. If you're inspired by any of these individuals that we've shined a light on tonight, please feel free to connect to the links below. Simple way to support the arts is by spreading the word about things that you're passionate about and that inspire you. Share it with friends. Share it with me. It's fun to see what inspires other people. And then we're going to sign out tonight with a little song by Buckwheat, and it's called make change, and that just stood out to me because I haven't met many people named Buckwheat in the most recent now, so I was excited to see him, Zidiko, Buckwheat Zidiko. So as we go out with Make a Change, think about what I mentioned, and if you're inspired, go for it. And until next time, this is She signing out with a big smile, bright eyes, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.